And first off, before we talk about the book itself, tell us a bit about yourself, your background.
Well, as far as writing goes, when I was young, my family and I went to my grandparents' house every Sunday and watched Walt Disney. And we went to bed after that, and my parents stayed up with my grandparents and watched Bonanza. So when I went to bed, my grandfather would come in and say, "What kind of story do you want?" And so I told him, and it probably had something to do with a princess, and he would make something up. And that was every week for years. And then when we went camping with my family, my dad would make up stories on the way up to camp. We went to a lake in Oregon. And he would look at, or they would be off like road signs, like watch out for falling rocks. And also when we got to the lake, it would be stories about the mountains or stories about why the water lapped against the shore. So that instilled in me a love of writing, of storytelling and reading. So,
and reading this book and looking at, I guess, about the author information a little bit, it sounds like you have been involved with a lot of different things, like martial arts and teaching and things. So talk a little bit about that, about your varied background.
Well, I started martial arts probably around 40 years ago. My husband picked me up from our first date at a Taekwondo class, and I took martial arts ever since then when I could. And I have a first Q, which is one step down from a black belt in Shoenryu in Japanese karate. I took the sensei was from Japan, and he had to go back home before I could get my black belt. And then I have a fourth degree in Taekwondo.
Why did you decide to write this novel?
It's just something I like to do. I like to create things, have the interaction between characters, and it was just fun to do.
Looking at the cover, it's a picture of Deer Mountain, and I would not expect the content that is inside. It's a fantasy novel.
It is.
Is that an area that you're really interested in?
Well, part of the story has to do with there's different seals in the book that are sealing the bad guy away. So one of the seals is on top of a mountain, a snowy mountain, and so that's where that comes from.
Is this the first book that you have written?
It's the first published one. I have written other fantasies, children's books. So,
Who do you consider your target audience for
Probably
this?
Probably 11 years on up.
Tell a little bit about the story. Obviously, you don't want to give the whole thing away, but a little bit about it so people get a sense of what the book is about.
Well, there's different timelines in there. It starts off in Atlantis, where Atlantis blows up, and they explain how that happens. But the bad guy starts there. And that sounds kind of funny, bad guy. But but that's where he starts with wanting more power and greed and all that kind of stuff. And when it blows up, he ends up in Ikaria with some people from Atlantis. And the people from Atlantis are trying to stop him from, again, being greedy and power hungry and all that. And he starts out in Ikaria being really friendly and
charismatic.
And so people there don't realize what kind of person he is, but eventually they do, and they seal him inside of a obsidian rock. And he's trying to get out of the rock now, breaking the seals. And so they have to stop that.
In it, you have a lot of earth elements. You have the martial arts in there. I mean, there's just a lot of different elements that are in this book. It also has spirituality. Mm-hmm. Is there some message, I guess, that or your own interest that were delved in there?
Yeah, there's a lot of things I'm interested in, like gardening and martial arts. I guess the message would be to see the beauty in this world, and also that there's hope in God, even though at times that can be dim.
And a lot of different characters, different places.
Yeah, there are. So there's a lot to keep track of. I have notes of what they look like and what race they are and all that. So, yeah, there are a lot of people in there.
And they are different fantasy characters. They're not all human.
No, they're not. We have something like elves, something like dwarves. I mean, they're not called that, but they're called different. And then you have humans and little fairy-type people. And so just they're all getting along. They all have their different attributes that they are good at.
Can you give a feel for what some of these characters are like?
Mariana and Reese, they are present-day Earth people. They are into martial arts. She has made a dojo, which is kind of an eclectic of different types of martial arts practices. Her brother came into her dojo after she had built it, but he brings in Kung Fu. So they have different practices that people can participate in. But they have a garden around this dojo, and in the garden, there's a gardener, of course, to take care of it. But he is from Akaria. One of their prophecies is that someone from an off-world will help the people in Akaria with a problem that devastates their land. And so he is there at a portal just watching. They don't know who he is. They just figure he's, you know, a friend of a gardener, you know. But Ravenwolf, the name of the
villain,
has broken through, I think, one seal. And he tries to break through the portal. And the gardener stops him. And that's in the middle of the night. And the Mariana and Reese hear this commotion in the garden. And so they run out. And so then they're told what's going on. And they're saying, we need your help in Akaria. So they decide to go help. And they meet there are keepers on Akaria. There's five or six of them who each have authority over each seal. So there's air seal, water seal, fire, earth. And so they help them try and make the seals whole again.
In the locations, did you get any inspirations for those locations, having visited places, or is it all from your imagination?
Probably most of it is from my imagination. Some of it is from where I've been. Like there's a Twin Lakes, and we used to hike into Twin Lakes when I was young. So there's that, and things I wanted to put in there like that, but most of it's imagination.
It is a journey, people going on a journey and
yes,
seeking to end this evil.
Yes.
And do go to a lot of different locations. Are there any moments in it that, I don't know, just really resonated with you as this is one of the more beautiful places?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like describing them.
Yeah, it was. I'm working on the second book, and in that one I describe the, it's called the Atami. They're more like the dwarf people. But I described their main town, and that was like, you know, just working through it and describing it and making it. It was like, whoa, this is kind of nice. So, so yeah.
You mentioned you're starting another one. So this is a whole series that
Hopefully. You're
planning?
Yes. I'm working on the second one right now, halfway through it.
Do you have an intent on how many you wish to do?
Not yet, no. But I have to make a conflict and resolve it, more of a conflict. So
this is a fantasy novel. You mentioned you've written other things. Have they all been fantasy or different?
No, I wrote a fantasy one. My husband just told me first book I ever wrote was to him, so, and that was just different poems. I've written children's books where that was more of a time travel thing too. Some grandchildren went with their grandparents through an arbor and back to the Bible stories, so I experienced those.
If someone's interested in finding this book, where would they get it?
It's on Amazon, so you can get a paperback or a Kindle version.
Is there anything else you wanted to speak about or mention about the book?
No, it was. I had a lot of fun writing it. It's just fun to create worlds and people, and so I hope people enjoy it.